Their predicament wasn't the least bit amusing. It was light years from amusing, but still Obi-Wan felt his lips twist in a smile. "Is that your diplomatic way of asking if I've gone insane?" The thought did cross my mind.
"Die, Jedi. Die, Jedi. Die, Jedi. Die."
He closed his eyes, felt his blood-caked eyelashes scratching his skin. "And mine. But you're all right now. Fire beetles, Qui-Gon, Anakin's severed arm." "I have no idea, Senator," he thought, then said, "Yes, I'm fine." He opened his eyes. "Are you?" Organa's expression was a muddle of bewilderment and anger. "I'll mend. What the hell happened?" "What do you think? We sprang a trap." He tried to sit up, flopped like a landed fish. Organa helped him, one-handed. Dizzy, heart-pounding, he leaned against the damaged corridor wall. Organa propped himself up opposite, and they stared at each other in silence. The senator spoke first. "Alinta wouldn't betray me. She was used, manipulated somehow." Loyalty was an admirable trait. "Perhaps. But it's a sad fact, Senator, that most people have a price." "You don't." The crackling of little flames, the sighing of a rising breeze, a metal screech as branches scraped their starship's twisted hull. "No," he said at last, "and neither do you." Organa sat a little straighter, wincing as the movement jarred his hurt arm. "So who was the trap for, do you think? You or me?"
"Die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die."
He shrugged, trying to ignore the gibbering whisper. The pain behind his eyes drummed, relentless. "We each have enemies, but I suspect the Sith want both of us dead." "Both of us? You, I understand. But me?" "Come, Senator," he said. "Don't be so modest. Like the Jedi, you are becoming a familiar public person." "Yes, but that doesn't explain why the Sith would want to kill me." "Put at its simplest, they are a corruption of the Jedi," Obi-Wan said. "Like us, they can see things. Perhaps you're destined to become an obstacle to their ambitions. So they used Alinta to get to me, and they used me to get to you." Another silence, as Organa made his fretful peace with the truth. Then his face twisted. "Obi-Wan, I am sorry."
"I know."
"So am I. I wonder how they..." Organa shook his head. "Oh well, I don't suppose it matters now. Alinta and her people are dead." It mattered, and if they survived this, he'd make it his business to learn the truth. But first, of course, they had to survive. Another silence. Then Organa cleared his throat. "I need to know, Obi-Wan. Before, when you... when I lost control of myself and tried to kill us?" "Yeah," said Organa, uncomfortable. "Then. You said it was the Sith, but how is that possible? We were still a long way from Zagula's surface, and you're saying they still were able to reach out and control you? Are they truly that powerful?" Obi-Wan let his gaze drop, stared at his filthy, blood-stained leggings. "It would seem so, Bail. And you weren't expecting that. So hard to admit it."
"No."
Organa picked at a rip in his trousers. "That's a worry. I find that worrying. How much exactly do you know about these Sith?"
"Not enough, apparently."
"You think this is funny?" Obi-Wan looked up.
"I'm not laughing."
But Organa wasn't mollified, and beneath his anger was turbulent fear. So was Alinta wrong? Are there Sith on this planet, Master Kenobi? Are they coming for us now? Should we, I don't know, run? So much for first name pleasantries.
Run? Obi-Wan echoed. Run where, do you suggest? I don't know. Away?
Senator, I was not attacked by an individual Sith, he said carefully. I suspect the source of the onslaught was some kind of Sith technology, a modified holocron, perhaps.
Whatever that is, Organa said, impatient. But if you're not sure, you could be wrong. You said it yourself. You know hardly anything about them. There could be a whole tribe of Sith somewhere out there, and here we are waiting for them to come and kill us.
Die, Jedi. Die, Jedi. Die, Jedi. Die.